This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Democratic lawmakers are scaling back a bill to control toxic air pollution. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The federal government doesn't set health-based standards for many dangerous air toxins, like benzene. That's led many states to do it on their own. Angelica Preciano is with the Colorado People's Alliance, a racial justice group. She says those state regulations are especially important in communities of color.
Our communities have a lot of concerns about that, right? Not really understanding what is going on, what is being put in the air.
Democratic lawmakers wanted a Colorado program to cover permits for all industrial polluters. After resistance from state regulators, the proposal was revised to only cover new or modified pollution sources, not existing operations. The bill has yet to face a full vote in the state House or Senate. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Community activist Terrence Roberts is running for mayor of Denver. Roberts came to prominence during the 2020 protests against police violence for Elijah McClain and George Floyd.
Me and my team said instead of us just trying to protest and get things done, we might as well get into office and make the necessary changes that we think that we need to do.
A former gang member, Roberts says preventing youth violence would be one of his main priorities, as well as affordable housing and limiting Denver mayors to 2 terms. Denver's city attorney's office will appeal a $14 million verdict against the Denver Police Department. Last month, the federal jury ruled in favor of 12 plaintiffs who said officers violated their First Amendment rights during the protests against George Floyd's murder. The ruling was the largest penalty to result from the police response to the 2020 demonstrations.